Hey cuties, welcome to your weekly reality TV history lesson where our hosts Anna and Charlotte explore the roots of today's most popular reality shows. So sit back, relax, and try not to flip any tables because class is in session. Welcome back to reality.
Hello everyone.
Hi.
Did you miss us?
Did you? Because we're back.
Welcome back to reality.
A little bit of a hiatus.
A lot has happened in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Do I sound older and more mature?
Because it was somebody's birthday.
It was my B-day.
Yep.
We had a big ol' banger.
Known as the 50 Cent concert.
Guys, if you don't live here and you live somewhere where 50 Cent is coming,
you need to go.
You need to go. Yeah. And you need to get seats up close.
Because the lawn, it was horrible. But I mean, we still had a really good
time. It was so fun. I had the time of my fucking life. I don't know what happened the week before that. We're just going to use my birthday as an excuse for a 2 week fucking break, apparently.
Yeah, what happened? Oh.
We're busy.
I don't know.
Okay? I don't know either.
I can't remember.
I don't know. But it was important, probably.
Yeah.
So, it's been a while, so we left off last week by recapping Mob Wives Season 1, Episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what is going on is Renee is still pissed at pretty much all the girls from Carla's birthday party.
Yeah, my party.
And Drita's mad at Lee.
Because he sucks. And he doesn't know when he's getting out, and he keeps beating around the bush.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't send him his box, because you don't deserve to eat. I ate the box. Eat my box.
Shove the box up your dirty cunt.
Like, goddamn.
So, today, of course, we'll be covering episode 3, titled Mob Bust.
Mob Bust.
And you know what's coming with that.
You know what's coming.
So, right at the top here, I just want to say this episode is sponsored by Newports. Renee is keeping Newports in business.
Wow, yeah.
In 2011. Wow. Oh, wow. My God.
It's like, was that multiple or was it just cuts of the same? I mean, I'm sure
she smoked for 6 hours straight.
Yeah,
that
that's
day.
True.
Like, she had a carton in her freezer probably, that's but not anymore.
Oh my God.
And I'm just concerned for her health.
Yeah.
Like, how did we lose Big Ange?
But then we have Renee literally smoking enough for 30
yeah
people.
It was
in
a lot.
One day. She was fucking stressed.
Mm-hmm. And I just also wanted to give a little bit more info on Carla's dad.
Okay.
Because we hear in this episode, when we get into it, Renee says she wants to talk to Carla because she knows Carla can relate because she grew up with a dad that was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to read a little bit more about it because we never hear about Carla's dad on the show at all. I don't think she ever talks
she
about
never,
him.
No. Because I was almost going to be like, are you talking about Karen?
No, Carla.
Yeah, Carla.
So, Carla's father is Louis Facciolo. Is that how you say your name?
Fuck my Louis fuck my holio.
What is it? Facciolo?
I think it's Facciolo.
That. Louis. Mm-hmm.
Louis.
He worked for the Gambino crime family.
Mm-hmm.
He owned a soccer club that was a front for a stolen goods shop.
Oh my God, I loved it. Like a fucking fucked up Plato's Closet.
He worked with his brother Bruce, who was suspected by the Lucchese crime family of being an informant.
Oh shit.
So this is Carla's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Carla's uncle was murdered by the New York City Police Department.
Oh, fuck.
Stuffed into the trunk of a car with a canary stuffed in his mouth. And these were dirty cops. It was the mafia cops.
Why does that sound like what happened to,
you know,
Caroline Manzo?
Albert Tiny Manzo.
Shit. Because I was like, wait, we've heard this before.
Yep. Same thing.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm.
But he was not part of the mob.
Not at all.
Albert Tiny Manzo.
Oh my God.
Was a good man.
He was a good man. I love my father.
So we're coming full circle here.
Yeah, wow.
So what's really interesting is after all of that happened, oh my God, it was so crazy because there was something about a funeral that got paid for. It sounded so much like the wedding that got paid for. Oh my God, it was so crazy. But there's a bunch of websites that say that Carla's dad died on the date that his brother died. So I think there just wasn't a lot of information and they got him confused because he is apparently still in jail. Oh. He got caught around the same time. He's been in the jail. And Carla says he's been in jail since the 90s. Oh. And his brother was killed in 94. And he helped with the funeral. So he went to jail after that.
After that.
Yeah. Hmm. But there's, like, no information about if he's in jail, where he is, no death date other than his brother's death date. So I feel like he might be on the run, and that's why Carla doesn't talk about him. Or he's in jail.
Interesting.
Yeah. But we would know if he's in jail, right? That would be on the internet.
Yeah, we could find him probably.
Nothing.
Weird.
Yeah. And the only death date is his brother's, which is clearly wrong because he was still alive after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little detective work. Oh, shit.
Just call me a mafia cop. But yeah, I thought that was so interesting because I felt the same way you did. I'm like, am I reading about
Albert Tiny Manzo? No, because I'm sitting here like processing it and I was like, wait a second.
But wasn't he known to be linked to the Gambino crime family too?
I think so.
That would totally
yeah.
make sense.
Either them or the Lucchese, whatever, one of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I know, it's
and
crazy.
They probably stuffed a bird in his mouth because, you know, he likes to chirp chirp like a bird.
Yeah, that's what they accused him of, but I don't know if it was true.
Shit.
Yeah, some wild shit.
I don't fuck around.
And Carla's a real bitch because she doesn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't blame her. I won't fucking talk about
Hell
that either.
No. God damn,
her kids don't even know their own dad's in jail. You think they want she wants them to know about,
that, right?
All right, let's get into the episode. So we open up with Drita at the weirdest spa ever with her friend. Can you picture it?
Yeah.
They're sitting on a big gaudy couch.
Yes.
That looks like it's from the Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Getting a pedicure, like in like an at-home.
It was.
I did not like it.
No, it honestly made me feel like I needed to take a shower.
I hated it very much.
Not the best.
Drita is still pissed at Lee, and she's realizing her life hasn't been great, and maybe she wants to be alone.
Are we shocked? Like, thank you, Drita.
I wish you would have figured that out 10 fucking years
welcome.
Ago.
Welcome. Welcome to the fucking... Welcome to present day.
Reality.
I'm so happy that you're here, finally.
Welcome back to reality, Drita.
Shameless plug. but also, I mean, she definitely got brought back down because, you know, she's still out with him.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah.
To this day.
It's so sad.
And he looks horrible.
It's so sad.
He looks horrible. Anyways.
Yeah. Karen meets with a writing coach, and we get the most boring segments of my life every time she's with this writing coach.
Seriously, she's giving, like, fucking Caroline Manzo.
Yeah.
Like, it's just boring.
Yeah, and the coach is just, like, acting like her therapist, which is also boring. I hate watching people
in
therapy. Hate that.
We're talking about you, Vanderpump.
Renee goes shopping for a fur. I know you wanted to die during this scene.
The way that she was like, oh my, they were like putting it on her and she was like coming every time they
I hated
up.
It. She looked like fucking Cruella de Vil. No, I
so
hated
bad.
That She's red like,
oh,
one.
I think I'm going to take this one. This is Renee.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
She said, I grew up on fur.
Okay.
That's I got a fur when I was weird. 4 years old. Like, that's weird.
That's bizarre.
And then the last line was something like, for people that say they don't like fur, I say you just haven't arrived. Like, no, you're stuck in the fucking
You are literally
roaring
stuck in, 20s. Like, 19... No, the roaring 20s, for real.
Yes.
Like, nobody, like, I have not heard of someone getting a fur.
No.
Like, who even does
in
that?
In my whole life.
Ever. It's fucking weird. Like, I don't want to be wearing, like, a dead animal. Like, no offense.
No.
Like, thank you, but I'm
not
good.
My thing. And the amount I would be sweating in that.
Absolutely.
Is absolutely disgusting.
It did suit her. You know, it's very Renee.
Yeah.
I will give her that.
She did pick the one that I was like, that one's Renee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think Carla looks okay in fur on the show, but it still ages her so much.
I know.
You look like such a hag. I'm sorry. Let's see. We go back to Karen while she visits her dad's old construction building and her old house so she could, you know, relive all those precious memories.
I feel like I'm watching the show again because I literally forgot. Like,
I know.
I read the recaps.
Me too.
So great. I'm glad that we
Sorry, guys.
This.
It's been a while. We were prepared to do this 2 weeks ago.
And now we're not.
But it's, you know.
Well, we still are.
That was very, very boring. She talks about how, you know, she was at the office all the time and she loved the two-way mirror and she loved seeing all the guys go in and out. And it's really weird to think about that. All those guys are probably dead now.
Yeah.
That's so dark.
I mean, it's true.
All right. Renee is back at home and she is talking shit about Junior with AJ.
Oh, my God. I just know that AJ is like ready to commit a crime.
Renee is so lucky that she came out of this alive.
Absolutely.
Because I would run the fuck away if I was him.
Oh, and for sure.
After murdering her, probably.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want her calling up the whole fucking country looking for me. Like, you know she would.
Yeah.
She's literally screaming at him about hiding his feelings. It's like, you're like, really not helping. I don't want to talk to you.
Who wants to talk to you when you react that way?
Yeah.
She really awful.
Confronting him on TV about not speaking about his feelings is like probably not the way to go about it.
And then
it.
Screaming.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on there. And she divulges way too much information to him.
Totally.
It's like,
I get he's 16, but that is a kid. Yeah.
It's like, that's a kid. You're talking about his dad. Like, maybe he just doesn't need to know some things.
Yeah.
And the way that she's like, please come back. Please.
Don't walk away from me. Please.
That was so fucking cringe. Like, don't walk away from me, please. Like, no. Renee,
tell me it's not bad. He goes, I got bad news for you, Ma. It's bad.
Oh, this poor fucker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I mean, what kind of parent?
I don't know, because I cannot relate to this at all. Renee is the most unrelatable person on this show.
God, yeah.
And everyone, like, we live very different lives than these women. Renee doesn't have an ounce of that.
None.
Nothing that I can relate to. We have never felt a same feeling.
Never.
Renee and I.
Never.
Drita and Alina. Ooh, Alina Shay is over at Drita's house. Baby Aaliyah is making a scrapbook for Lee. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Drita asks her if she wants to go visit her dad, and Aaliyah says she does not want to go to prison to see him because it's too far of a drive and it makes her really sad.
Yeah, understandable.
And Drita's starting to annoy me with this Lee needs to talk to her shit.
No, like,
she doesn't know her dad like that.
Right.
She needs you.
You are the one she's comfortable with. You're the one who needs to sit her down and be like, listen, with all due respect, Drita, you got her into this mess.
Yeah. I feel like she is setting this up to hurt Lee, but she's not thinking about Aaliyah in the process.
Yeah.
Like, imagine her literally sitting in the jail where she already is very uncomfortable, and you said you're not even going to be there with her.
That's
you're going to walk
crazy.
Away and just let her deal with that on her own. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really terrible. Aaliyah's crying while she's writing the letter, and it's so sad.
So sad.
It feels so exploitative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it at all. It's time for the bust. That's not what my notes say, but I think that's what I meant. It says time for busy.
Time for bust.
It's time for the bust. All of a sudden, it's chaos.
It's chaos.
The news is on.
Yep.
Renee's sweating, her hair disheveled. Looking at her phone, shaking, Newport in hand.
Yep.
It's like a movie, for real.
Yeah.
The FBI has made over 100 arrests. One of the biggest busts in mob history. Renee is so fucking rude to AJ from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the fucking TV. Turn on the news. He's like, I'm trying.
Like, you literally got yourself involved in this. Like, I don't feel bad for these people.
I don't. And I'm more stressed about you screaming than my dad being in jail for the 900th time.
Literally.
And you just told us like a little while ago how happy you are when he goes to jail because you don't have to worry about him cheating on you.
Right.
It's so dramatic. Her whole demeanor, it makes me think she needs medication.
Absolutely.
She is unwell, for real.
Yeah.
She's 100% acting like this is her problem. This is her husband. Her life is going to end with him in jail. It's so much.
Yeah.
AJ is starting to laugh at her because it's getting a little
ridiculous.
Out of hand.
It's ridiculous.
Are you laughing at me? Dude, I would be scared of her in that moment. Like, she's going to kill me.
She literally looks like a fucking, like, scary...
A villain.
Yeah. Like, her... She just... Oh, my God. It's a lot.
Like, how did you get your hair to look as crazy as you are?
Face red. Veins popping out.
This is where we get the, please don't walk away from me, please.
Mm-hmm.
So good. It's so good.
Please don't walk away from me!
And this is the second time this episode that she brings up AJ's lumps. Leave him and his lumps alone. Leave the lumps alone.
Wait, why does he have lumps?
You know when you're, like, crying and you get, like, a ball in your throat?
Yeah.
You get a lump in your throat? That's what she's trying to say. But she's made the reference twice. Like, he says he's okay, but he gets lumps. He gets lumps in his throat. Like, this is so embarrassing.
She brings up his lumps.
Like, leave the poor fucker alone.
Maybe he's still going through puberty.
Maybe he's lumping up because you're
fucking stressful. Dude, you literally are like anxiety in human form. Like, you fucking are scary, dude.
Like, what? Oh my god.
Leave your son and his lumps alone. Let him face his lumps.
Leave him be. Oh my god. But the way she's not only saying it to the TV, which is bad enough, but she's like on the phone yelling about lumps to like Junior's girlfriend. Like, it's so upsetting.
God.
Oh, man. That would be my final straw if I was...
I would be packing my bag.
I feel like we keep calling the kid Junior. What's his name? AJ. I think we've called him Junior a million times. It's fine. AJ, that would be my last straw. Like, you're annoying as fuck at all times, but now you're bringing up my lumps. Again.
Again? On fucking national television? I would be literally fucking walking out the door with my stick and my fucking little the little
baggy. Yeah.
And I'd be fucking all
when
in
you
ass.
Pack it up on the little blanket, then you pull it
and then you just put it on.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. Me and my lumps.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So, Drita knew she needed to call Renee when she saw the TV. So even though they were in a little bit of a spat, she picks up the phone and calls Renee. I think this is an act of a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
She says all the right things.
Yep.
Not good enough for Renee.
No, she is fucking livid that she did not show up at her doorstep.
Instantly at 5:30 in the morning when this news broke. Yep. Who cares? She has kids. Yeah. Not me.
No.
Bring them in their lumps. Right, they got now. Lumps?
They got lumps? I want to see. Let me see your lumps. That song, My Humps, was actually based off of AJ's lumps.
Oh, poor guy.
But yeah, no, like... The fact that they were in, like, a little bit of an argument and Drita still called her, like, yeah. I think that's great. Like, I would not be just showing up to somebody's house after, like, we got into a fight.
Same.
Like,
I don't even know if I would call them, especially if I didn't know for sure.
Right.
If they were involved.
Yeah.
So then Drita calls her only real friend, which is Carla.
Carla.
Seen the news? No, I'm at the gym. I didn't see anything.
I'm at the gym.
Oh my goodness.
My potty.
I'm gonna go home and take a shower. Renee's pissed that Carla has the fucking nerve to go take a shower like, at a time like this.
Oh my
we
god.
We have to find my ex-husband. Like, even though we know he's in jail.
He's in jail.
We have to find him.
Yeah. Is this when he left her the note? No, that was later on. I'm getting confused.
Yeah, that's when he turns himself in.
That's right.
This was a bust.
A bust.
So, after Renee figures out she's got no real friends because those bitches didn't show up, someone shows up.
Karen.
Karen fucking Gravano. She shows the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like there's an ulterior motive here.
Yeah.
Because she's just like, she knows Renee's at her weak point here. Mm-hmm. So, she's going to pounce.
Yep.
But that's okay. I mean, that's what Renee wanted. So, I guess they are good friends.
Yeah.
Now they love each other instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Just Renee's like, this is my only friend. She showed up. Renee is so that person, though.
Yeah.
To like, be Renee's friend, you have to disregard everything else in your whole life to be her friend at any point in time.
Yeah.
So she likes Karen now. Yeah. Who cares that she's a rat bitch?
No, not anymore. I love her now.
And when she goes to leave, Renee even tells her, you know, you're the only one that showed up. And Karen says, I'm the realest bitch you know.
Her facial expressions are so funny.
Karen's are so... Tell me she's not reading off fucking cue cards.
No, really.
She practices these. I'm the realest bitch you know. As she's walking out, like, that's her exit. That's her mic drop.
Oh, God. No, it's so bad. It's so bad. The facial...
I will
really
say,
horrible.
Watching this time around versus back when I first watched, I feel like I like Karen so much more this time.
Yeah.
Where in the beginning, I don't know if it was just like... That she was, like, the hated one because she was a rat or what it is.
And the show like set it up for you not to like her.
I just really didn't like her.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, she is cool. I'd be her friend. If you had to be friend with one of them, who would you befriend?
Probably Karen, because she seems the most normal.
Like Drita?
Like Drita's fun, but like I would be scared to go out with her.
You say one wrong thing and she's saying that she's gonna fucking
put you in an ambulance.
Yeah.
You're gonna need surgery.
Yeah, like I would never talk to you again. I'm sorry. Like you're fucking weird for that. Mm-hmm. But Karen, I feel like.
Or Carla.
Yeah.
She seems kind of standoffish.
Yeah, very much.
But
she definitely would not understand our humor.
Yeah, that's true.
She would not laugh at us. I feel like Drita's the only one that would laugh at us.
Yeah, that's true.
Big Ange.
Mm. Big Ange.
Renee, how she's ever made a friend in her life is beyond
baffling. I really don't know.
I would be friends with AJ's lumps.
Honestly, same. Give him a little kissy.
Okay, he's a baby.
He's 16.
Oh my god.
Oh, I wonder what he's up to now. AJ and his lumps.
All right.
I think that's it, right?
All we see next is Karen calling her brother for ideas on the book.
Mm-hmm.
Got any ideas? Ideas? Then we end with Renee having a crisis at her therapist.
Uh-huh.
Not a good watch for me.
No.
I'm so not into that.
I know. It feels like we shouldn't be there.
No. Why I question any therapist that allows that.
Shit.
We have an update.
Like father, like son.
What year was this? What's the date?
This was posted in 2021.
Let me see the picture again. Yo, he's got a whole family, too. He looks exactly the same. That's terrible.
Mob Wives, Renee Graziano's son, Anthony A.J. Pagan, charged with felony, unemployment fraud, and more. He's currently facing multiple felonies after he allegedly falsified documents and received unemployment benefits while working in 2018.
I've done that. Am I going to go to prison?
According to court records, Anthony Pagan was arrested on August 5th and charged with multiple felony counts. The criminal complaint accuses AJ of utilizing the computer systems of the State of New York Department of Labor to create false entries, and that the defendant did fraudulently assert that he said he was totally unemployed and entitled to benefits when in fact he was employed. They totaled more than $3,000. Like, okay.
Not 3,000.
Yeah.
I'm happy for us that we got to use unemployment once in our life. Because you know there's people that pay into that for their whole fucking working and life never use it.
Yep.
And we actually got good money from it.
We got good.
But we fucking deserve it, okay?
Absolutely. I wish it was.
That's
still
why
happening.
I feel like also adults that have worked their whole adult lives should get like at least a couple of years on food stamps,
right?
Just for funsies because you paid it,
right?
And print more money.
And print more money.
We should make another podcast called "Print More Money," and we just say dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
But it's not dumb because it's fucking true. It's not dumb if it's true.
It's not dumb if it's true. Print more money. All we need is more money. Okay, that's all that we need. Just give us more.
Would you be better with more money?
Absolutely.
Would I be better with more money?
Yes.
Would the country be better with more money?
Yes.
Would anyone not be better with more money? Would
Probably
anyone
not.
Be worse with more money?
No. Maybe crazy people.
Do the fucking math.
But
do you
no.
need me to connect the dots?
Come on. I'm print more fucking money. Please just print more money. How did we get here? AJ and
nobody
his lumps.
Has to know. AJ's lumps are saying print more money. Did his lumps get confiscated at the jail? Yes or no?
Yes. No lumps.
They're like,
were
sir, what the fuck is in your throat? It's my lumps.
Damn, he was
$3,000 though. Good lord. Felony?
Yeah, and he got
and you're in the news.
A lot.
Yikes. Well, guys, the preview for next week's episode looks fucking crazy. So make sure you stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Are we gonna be back on schedule now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We're going to be back on schedule. And I really want to because I am enjoying this, but I want to get to the next show.
Yeah.
There's so many things I want to watch.
There's so many things. I know.
And I'm putting new shows on hold because I really want there to be some new ones to me on here.
Yeah.
Although this feels pretty new, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean. If you guys are looking for something to watch, please, if you haven't watched it, watch Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. It is literally so fucking good.
It's amazing.
You cannot make this shit up. Like, this is the best reality show I've ever seen. It's the one reality show that doesn't feel like completely scripted.
Yeah.
Because it's just fucking insane.
Yeah. And the concept, you would never think it would be that good, but mm-hmm. it's fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan and Ela are watching it.
Love that.
And their response is exactly what we're saying right yeah. now. And they're pregnant again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Good for them.
And guys, if you were wondering, I am back on TikTok and I'm loving it.
She's so back.
Start sending me TikToks again.
So actually, we're going back to TikTok trash talk.
This is going to be our last episode.
Back to reality. Back to
reality. I do miss TikTok trash talk, but I don't miss that work. I can't do that every week.
I know, it's too much.
It's just way too fucking much.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we do some kind of bonus thing. Wait, is our 2-year anniversary past? It's got to be coming up.
It's coming up. I think it's next month.
We got to do a TikTok trash talk reunion.
Hell yeah.
We have to.
We have to.
Start saving those videos. All right, guys. We love you so much.
Love you so much.
Stay tuned for episode 4. Daddy.